challenge you guys to perform however you please with their effort, urgency, fire, all that stuff on Sunday.
Well, I thought we played with more energy. We played with greater purpose last week. We look for them to play like that every week.
What about the results, Perry? I mean, a lot of points, but more pleased with the results or still not pleased with the results?
Well, we wanted the W. We didn't finish it. And, if we would have got the W and finished it, obviously we would have been pleased. But I think we proved to ourselves that we can play hard for 60 minutes.
What did you make of Chase Blackburn's performance?
You know, I was glad Chase was available for us. I thought he did a very commendable job, being here for 3 days and, recalling what we have installed and put in. My hat was off to Chase.
Larry, there was a assignment error on the touchdown, the driver. At this time of the year, how critical is it to clean those things up? They seem to be almost a little bit of a recurring theme.
Yeah, it's extremely critical. We've had some moving pieces, and sometimes when you cover things and then a guy moves to another position and that piece moves, you think you cover it and you think you've got it ironed out, and it's not. So, we've got to do a better job as coaches of making sure that we cover all the details and make sure that those things are cleaned up. But it's very critical at this time.
It seemed like there were veteran players involved in that one with Corey. Was one of the things you alluded to, maybe because Antrell was back in more of a safety position?
Right, yes.
So you have two veterans who were talking, but because Antrell was kind of back in a
unfamiliar position, yeah. Yes, right. We probably haven't run that rep at him at practice. We've run it with another safety, which was Kenny, probably at practice. And so when Kenny went down and we had to make changes, et cetera, you don't always have a chance to rep those things when that situation occurs like that.
Now, what's the concern now? Because Tyler Sash looks like he probably won't play.
Well, we haven't ruled Kenny out, we haven't ruled Kenny out, and if Kenny can go, Kenny will go. But next man up for us. I mean, we've had to be that way all year, so the next man will come up.
Can you handle it, Tyler?
Oh, yeah. We have confidence in Tyler can handle those things.
When you've got all these pieces moving and all this stuff, I mean, how much are you being forced to kind of hold back on what you wanted to do when you don't have the personnel and you've got guys moving around like this?
Well, it definitely disrupts your continuity, okay? And so the mistakes that you saw there, the one that you just pointed out there, it disrupts your flow and your continuity. Boy, we've covered this, we've covered this. Oh, you better go back and do that. So can you don't expand as much as you would like to, and you try to make sure that you're fundamentally sound in what you do.
I know last year about this time you were talking about when you lost Kiwanuka and Thomas telling you, don't cry over spilled milk. Mm-hmm. When you look at, thinking Terrell Thomas and Jonathan Goff, do you have those same kind of thoughts?
Six corners and three backers. you can't cry over spilled milk. We're in a position right now that, we've got to come out and play. Nobody feels sorry for our situation. We know that. I think the guys are really trying to do a good job of focusing and doing what we're asking them to do. And, we just got to try to get it done.
Spoke last Thursday, that was probably the most impassioned or emotional, I guess, we've seen you this year. Was there any part of you that regretted anything you said, or did you feel it was almost kind of necessary to light that fire under those guys?
When you say regret anything I said, I just spoke from the heart.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't try to demean our players, or I didn't try to demean anything about what we do or how we do it. I just tried to tell the truth. But, I probably shouldn't have said some things I said, but I just spoke from the heart.
Do you think that the intangible stuff you were talking about, the passion, the fire, the playing in place, will make it to Dallas also? It's not a week-to-week thing.
I'm confident that it will make it to Dallas. This is a big, important game for us. And I think the players know that. We know that as a coaching staff. We're in position to do some things that we like to do. And so I think the passion and the fire will be there.
All right.
One more. A guy we haven't asked about this year, seemed to show up a lot on Sunday. Linval Joseph, what did you think of that performance?
His best game, without a doubt. And I was happy that he performed like he did. I mean, he was hustling all over the field. Yeah, I think he had 10 tackles in the football game. He was a man that played with passion and played with fire. And we had been looking for that from Linval all year long. And so we look for that, you know, Sunday in Dallas.
Has he played more than maybe you would expect him to play this year? Seems
no.
Like he plays a lot of snaps.
Well, he does. You know, he and Rocky Bernard really kind of share those reps over on that left side. And then, you know, he'll sub in for Chris Canty. And Linval's playing about 35 to 45 snaps a game now. So, yes, he's playing more snaps, but obviously I'd like to get off the field so we don't all play more snaps.
And how many snaps did JPP play last week?
You know what? I'm going to say 70.
70?
I'm going to say 70.
You don't want to be that high.
Right? I don't want, no, I never want to be that high. We want to be 60 or less. Definitely. You know, so that's, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he played in that range.
But it's tough to get him off the field, I would imagine.
You know what? You have to pry him off the field, and we have to tell him, hey, JPP, you know, take a rest. But, you know, he loves to play the game, and he plays the game hard and fast, and we think he can play harder and faster than he doesn't play as much. But, geez, I thought he performed well last week.
You recall how many hurries you had him down for?
No, I don't. Not right off the top of my head.
It seems like a big number, though.
Yeah, I think he did get after quarterback pretty good last week.
Is he being handled differently now by opposing offensive lines, offenses?
I think they recognize who he is, and, you know, I think they respect him a little bit more than what they did earlier in the year. So handled differently, yes, I would say yes to that.
A lot more. Is he doubled?
He's chipped.
He's chipped.
You know, before the receiver or tight end goes out in coverage, they put a hand on him, and then, you know, then they get into their route. So, and then you can also see a back come looking for him at times. So, yeah, they pay a lot more attention to him.